Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shuley, medical doctor. Dr. Shuley, I've been reading articles, and COVID has been dominating a lot of the news that's out there. And here's what is very confusing. I've read articles that say fat people, obese people, are more susceptible to dying of COVID. Then I've read that fat people are less susceptible because they have fat. It's like that with everything. Coffee is bad for you. No, coffee is good for you. Eggs are bad for you. They're going to kill you. They're going to shorten your life. No, you've got to eat eggs because the brain needs cholesterol. We are absolutely deluged with misinformation, disinformation, and I don't remember anything like this in the 1950s and the 1960s. If someone came out with falsehoods, mistruths, disinformation, they would be pounced on. But it doesn't seem like that's the way it goes today. It seems like that's the norm to come out with confusing information to keep people really stupid. Any comments?
I think it is the well, the sign of the times. We have entered the most ridiculous negative period in my belief in the history of the human race.
I would agree with you. I was watching a Rod Serling, S-E-R-L-I-N-G, interview from the 1960s. And Rod Serling was the creator of the Twilight Zone. He was absolutely brilliant. And what you may not know, class, is Rod Serling was in the military. He was in he was a paratrooper. And he would be paid $50 to test out a new parachute, you know, after he ended his military service. They'd say, "Hey, Rod, we got a new one. We think it's okay. Here's $50. You want to try it?" And he would. And for the really dangerous ones, they'd pay him $500. So he was quite a an interesting man, and he wrote the, you know, a lot of the Twilight Zone episodes, and he directed a lot of them, and it's his creation. And he said in this interview, so the reason I'm telling you that is I wanted you to realize he was an incredibly bright guy. I believe he won three awards, three Emmys for his work. I don't think anyone has ever won three Emmys other than Rod Serling. But he said in an interview that he was paid, and I don't think he actually said who paid him. He was paid to write testimonial letters on behalf of corporations. Like, "I tried this whiz-bang device, and it is awesome. I love it." And then they would use that in the advertising commercials for that whiz-bang device. Now, maybe it was 9 out of 10 doctors prefer Tarryton cigarettes, you know, to any other brand, or 9 out of 10 doctors smoke Camel, or whatever it might have been. He was a guy that wrote those testimonials for some of the ads. Now, of course, some of that, some of those studies or statistics were conjured up because doctors were sent cartons of cigarettes. They'd send, like, I don't know, maybe 50 doctors would get a carton of Camel cigarettes. And then a week later, they'd get a call. So, you know, recently, what cigarettes have you smoked? Camel. Okay, great. And they'd say, you know, 9 out of 10 smoke Camel. Well, yeah, because they were sent Camel. Dr. Shuley, Do you ever remember any of these kinds of twists of information when you were in medical school, twisting the facts, manipulation of people, etc., like this?
No, I don't.
It's immoral. It is absolutely immoral. And, you know, when I buy a tool, let's say I'm buying an impact wrench, I'll look at the reviews. I bought an AC Delco impact wrench. You know, I look at the reviews. The top ones say it walks on water. It's the best thing since sliced bread. The bottom ranked reviews say it's junk. It falls apart. Didn't last, you know, 20 minutes. And so how does one, you can't believe the reviews. You can't believe the media hype. You literally have to think for yourself, class. That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
And you have to do your own research. I'm sorry, Dr. Shirley, I didn't hear.
Intuition, in my opinion, is the way we make the best decisions.
Okay. So are you saying, what does your gut tell you? Is that what we're saying?
If you practice well, yes. So in other words, you pay attention. And if you gut is telling you the wrong thing, then you don't listen. But the more you practice, the better you get.
We have some neighbors, you know, distant neighbors in the area, and yeah, I get a chance to talk to them on the phone every once in a while. I say, "How's it going?" And oh, I'm doing terrible, you know. And they'll talk about these maladies, and then they'll talk about, yeah, I'm going to the hospital, I'm going to get operated on. I'm thinking back surgery, neck surgery. I mean, all of these really dangerous procedures. And I think, am I confused that these guys are going to do these things because they believe that they're going to get better through some miracle? And then what I find out a year or two later, they're in terrible shape. Everything went wrong. The back surgery didn't work. The neck surgery didn't work, you know, et cetera. The diabetes is getting worse. I mean, and they believe with blinders on that whatever they were told by the medical profession is what they should do. They should just do that. Are you seeing more of that, Dr. Shuley?
It's actually been true in my particular practice since 1970, because I started off with failures of back surgery. When I decided to subspecialize in pain management, 90% of my patients were failures of previous back surgery.
And were they angry that they went through all this procedure and it got worse?
No, they were just depressed.
Or did it not get worse?
Depressed or anxious or both.
Going forward, Dr. Shuley, with the bliss oils, we haven't talked about this in quite a while. Our bedroom smells like bliss, fire bliss specifically, and that's because I'm using fire bliss. Can you go through the bliss oils and talk about the benefits, air, fire, water, crystal, earth, etc.?
Reasons.
Can we go?
Fire bliss raises your DHEA, the anti-stress hormone. It is excellent in 70% of people with rheumatoid arthritis, 70% of people with low back pain. And it helps 70% of people with depression. That's not bad for one simple little 30-second application a day. Air bliss raises oxytocin and nurturing the bonding hormone. It is particularly good in 80% of people with depression or anxiety. Water bliss is good for helping to reduce pain and for keeping your bones strong, because it raises calcitonin, the hormone that keeps your bones strong. Earth bliss is good. Brains are one of them. But water bliss, start over, water bliss is for aldosterone, the water hormone, and it helps hypertension and inflammation. Earth bliss is for calcitonin and pain relief. And crystal bliss is for reducing free radicals a whopping 80%. Each of them has its own purpose. And when you combine fire and air, it is great for tinnitus. When you combine fire, earth, and crystal, it lets your telomeres regrow 3.5% a year. So they have multiple benefits and together can make a big difference in health overall.
And Dr. Shuley, when someone, you mentioned Air Bliss, I was one of them. When we first, in the early days when we first met, you could see that I was really anxious getting, you know, walking up toward the microphone just before the broadcast would start, USA Prepares. And you could see that. And then you presented me with some Bliss, Air Bliss. And it absolutely, I mean, instantaneously, you know, 10 seconds, reduced my anxiety. I mean, really reduced it and relaxed me. It was like a miracle. It was a miracle. Is that the kind of reaction that you get most of the time?
I would say in a majority of people, yes. Now, depending on how severe the anxiety is or how long it's been around, it could take longer. But let's face it, I don't know anything in conventional medicine that works as quickly and as well and safely.
Mm-hmm. When I was a student in elementary school, every once in a while, they'd have class plays and, you know, you'd go on stage and in front of the whole school and you'd do things. You'd read aloud in the classroom. And I was terrified of all of those things. So I absolutely avoided being involved with class plays, the equivalent of public speaking in grammar school, the middle school years, and in high school, and in college, and in postgraduate. I avoided all that because I was terrified of it. And I wasn't going to do it. As a matter of fact, I even worked for a company. And I was in banking, and I was in charge of a department. The personnel people called me in, and they said, come on down to personnel. I went down to personnel, and they brought me in this room. They had a video camera, and they said, we're going to videotape you, and we're going to videotape a discussion with you. And I walked out. I said, no, you're not. I'm not doing it. I mean, I said, I don't care. You can fire me. I don't care what you say. I'm not doing it. And I literally put my job on the line. So I was terrified of being on camera. I was terrified of being recorded. I was terrified of public speaking. And then I was just terrified. And 10 years ago, you presented me with Air Bliss, and boom. That terror just evaporated. So it wasn't, I don't think it was psychosomatic. I mean, my knees were knocking. So how would you explain that, Dr. Shuley? How would you explain it? It dissolved my terror or stage fright or fear of public speaking, because people won't even call the radio because they're afraid, they're anxious, nervous, apprehensive to be on the air.
But it means that something happened sometime in your early childhood that kept you mm-hmm. from feeling nurtured enough to do it. Now, knowing mm-hmm. your mother as I did, I can't imagine what that would have been. I can't imagine it with anything to do with your parenting. But I suspect that you had some trauma early, maybe in the first grade, or if not in kindergarten, that embarrassed you or made you feel unwanted. And I don't think it took place in your family. I think it took place at school.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I don't know what it was, but I think that it makes a lot of sense. Okay, we'll be right back with Dr. Norton.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, for darn close to 100 years, the newspaper, the Courier Journal out of Louisville, Kentucky, has been publishing. And on page 2, there is a story about Jean in Kentucky reducing her sugar content. Welcome, Jean.
Welcome. You've said that joke before, Vincent. The other day, except when you said the wrong paper, you said Louisville Press instead of Courier Journal. And I don't know if they're still publishing or not. Well, anyway, I've got the question. I have to go soon to get my thyroid pills renewed, my armor. And this is the only doctor in town that will accept new patients, and you can kind of almost walk in at times. And she halfway does everything, but at least she will renew my thyroid armor pills without questioning me much, you know, because she does the test. And one time she increased it twice already. But anyway, how can I avoid going in and getting that done? So they won't bother me about all this junk going on. She made me wear a mask last time, and then she did a breast check, which she's never did before. She said the insurance is required at one end now, Humana Advantage. And then she also, I probably mentioned before, they wanted to do a hepatitis test. And I questioned that, and I shouldn't have submitted to that. But how can I avoid? Is there any way to avoid going into the doctor? I wish I could just go to a lab.
Well, you can look on the internet and find somebody who hangs out a shingle as a holistic physician, holistic medicine.
Oh, I'd have to drive on how far, doctor. I would have to drive who knows how far, you know.
You'll never get there with conventional medicine, let's face it.
Yeah, well, the armored thyroid seems to be helping, you know, I guess. I don't really know, because you said that the temperature, the real true test is your temperature, body temperature in the morning, correct?
Right.
If below 98.6, it's usually, if it's like only 97 something, it means I'm still having problems with my thyroid.
Well, in my opinion, you need a holistic physician. That's all I can say.
I would love to have one. Believe me, I would love to have
conventional medicine.
I would love to have, believe me. But I really don't want to ever, if I never saw another doctor or dentist in my life, I'd be happy. But happier. But anyway, also, I've got a question for both of y'all, since y'all have been talk show hosts. Have y'all ever met Catherine Albrecht?
I'm sorry?
Have y'all, you or Vincent ever met Catherine Albrecht? A-L-B-R-E-C-H-T, that lives in New Hampshire now.
Catherine? I'm not really understanding.
She's asking if we have ever met Catherine Albrecht, or Albright. I'm not sure how you pronounce it.
Albrecht, yeah. She was on Genesis. That's when I first heard her. And then I think she was on George Norley's show first, the Five Chips and all that. And then it led me to Genesis. And that's how I was probably discovered Vincent and all that. But anyway, I just wondered if y'all ever knew what happened to her. I know she had cancer. One cancer went to another cancer, and she left the air. And someone said she's still alive, but she's not broadcasting. So I just wondered if y'all have knew anything about her.
I have not met her. I don't know her.
She seems like a beautiful person.
Okay, Gene, there are a bunch of hosts on Genesis Communications Network.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm looking it up right now to see how many broadcasters there are.
I would consider
USA Prepares a broadcaster. There are over 50. At one time, there were 87 of us. Right now, there are 54.
Yeah.
There are 54
I didn't know if y'all ever went to a talk conference
broadcasters.
Or not, you
know. I went once to the National Association of Broadcasters,
mm-hmm.
and I was really confused. I was expecting to run into Art Bell and some of these other guys.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. It's a convention. I went to Las Vegas and I spent a couple days walking around, and I didn't meet anybody except companies
really?
Selling, you know, their wares. But let me share this with you. When I was broadcasting at a radio station in Springfield, Missouri, you would think that I would know all the other broadcasters. You would think that.
Well,
I only got a chance to meet Dr. Sheely. Now, wait, let me share this with you. Here's how it works. And maybe Dr. Sheely would like to expand upon this. So what happens at a radio station is there is a studio or multiple studios, and you walk in. At the top of the hour, you get ready. They have the news. And the guy who's on before you, or the gal, is getting up out of the seat. Then you get in the seat. And then you talk to the engineer, and you've got a couple minutes before you start, you know, being live on the air. It's really not where you see everybody hanging around. You just come do your thing and go. So I met Dr. Sheely.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text TECH to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 48542. Text TECH to 48542.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Yemen's Houthi forces fired drones and missiles at Saudi Arabia's oil industry on Sunday. Saudi Arabia officials called it a failed assault on global energy security, and the energy ministry said there were no casualties or loss of property from the attacks. President Biden removed Houthi as a terrorist organization last month. The Houthis are known for attacks against civilians and the kidnapping of American citizens. One of the first things President Biden did for America was kill the Keystone XL oil pipeline permit. That destroyed thousands of Wisconsin union jobs, says Representative Mike Gallagher, Republican from Wisconsin. Now that oil has exceeded $70 a barrel this weekend, Representative Gallagher is asking Biden to reverse course because this is not the way to govern. Since a fourth and fifth sexual harassment accuser of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has come forward, 37 lawmakers from either the Assembly or State Senate want him to resign, and 10 others have called for his impeachment. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are expecting new guidelines from the CDC this week regarding those that have been vaccinated for COVID-19. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, Iowa, Utah, Montana, and North Dakota have ended statewide face covering mandates or will soon. Arizona, Connecticut, and West Virginia are rescinding rules including capacity limits, but mask requirements will remain in place. Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS's Face the Nation says the restrictions won't be forever.
We just need to hang in there a bit longer. We will be pulling back on these mitigation methods. It's not going to be this way indefinitely for sure.
He says expect new guidance on vaccines from the CDC this week.
People who are vaccinated and how a vaccinated person can interact with the other vaccinated person or with unvaccinated people, those guidelines are coming out from the CDC really imminently.
More than 90 million doses of the vaccine have been administered in the U.S. Just over 30 million people are fully vaccinated.
President Trump's Operation Warp Speed led the United States to 3 vaccines to fight COVID-19. Stephen Curry scored 28 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists in his 7th career NBA All-Star Game appearance as Team LeBron defeated Team Durant 170-150. Mr. Curry describes the game.
That last rack and having fun with that and getting the job done and then turn that into a win and some good shooting during the game, so... a successful night all the way around.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
DC
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I had a question. So, Gene, to let you know how this works, there are 54 of us at GCN, okay, in terms of broadcasters. And I'm looking at the top 7 broadcasts. Alex Jones is number 1. Sons of Liberty is number 2. We're number 3. Paracast is number 4. Robert Scott Bell, 5. Nutramedical with Bill Deagle, 6. And the Garden Club Show is number 7. That's in ranking.
Yeah.
I don't know any of those guys. I've never met Alex. I've never talked to him on the phone.
Yeah, I don't think I want to.
And Catherine Albrecht, I asked our engineer during the break. She's not with us at GCN. I've never listened to her. I've never met her. I've never talked to her. I don't know her. I wish, I've heard that she's quite something and quite good, and she's an activist, but I have not met her or talked with her, so I can't comment.
But you
can do, I looked her up on, she is on, in the search engines. She's in Wikipedia.
I've got
she has
her
a Facebook
address,
page.
At least her old address. Yeah, I sent her a donation one time. But what I'm saying is that
give it a shot.
But anyway, the reason I obtained a lot of these people, too, because I obtained the Internet radio years ago, and it was one of the talk stations, like Free Talk Live. They're on Genesis, and that led me to, all the other ones, too, and plus George Norley. And like I said, I've been listening to talk radio for about 20 years or 30. I forgot what it is now. TV's gone out. I would have my way. I wouldn't have a television even in the house. But anyway, that's what I just was asking, since y'all have been broadcasters, and I know if you only said you went to a conference once. The guys at Free Talk Live, so they went several times, and they met Art Bell, and Art Bell was telling about all the kooks that call and all that. So I just remember odds and ends. But anyway, Dr. Shelley, thank you for being there, and thank you.
Hey, thank you. Bye.
Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gene. And Jean has reduced her sugar consumption, which is marvelous. I'm really delighted that she's done that. Dr. Shuley, hair, what can we learn from hair? And, when I was much younger and, I was in college, I would look at people who abused drugs. I would know who they were. And their hair appeared to be nowhere near as soft and as supple and as healthy looking as those whom I knew did not abuse drugs. Is there any truth to that, or is that just misconception on my part?
Many, many things other than drug use could, poor nutrition in general, toxicity, lead, for instance. Remember, your government helped pollute the atmosphere with leaded gasoline, mercury from the dental professions, fluoride in the water. There are many roads to Rome, and there are many roads to damage. But and it's also to just, genetics. It really has a major influence upon how you age and how quickly and badly your hair turns white, etc. So it's a big, broad spectrum.
I was reading a story. We've got a caller on hold. Jason, I don't know if Jason may be tied up, but just stay with us and we'll get you on the air. I was reading a story about radioactive dust from the 1960s. And this kind of tells you how bad governments can be. So France did some testing of nuclear atomic weapons in the 1960s. And it blew over to the Sahara Desert. So it was there for a while until the dust started blowing. So now the dust from the tests in Europe are now spreading because it landed in the Sahara Desert. How dangerous is that? How stupid is that? They had to know. They had to know how dangerous it was. They had to know that it would go airborne. They had to know that it would travel around the globe, but they did it anyway. Now, France isn't the only one. We did it, and a bunch of other countries have done it. This is, I wonder if we're going to go out with a whimper, Dr. Shuley, just through disease, pestilence, dying of the food supply.
You can't fix the evil.
Right.
And that is, that to me is stupidity in the evil category. There's no excuse for it.
And there's no escaping this. So if you are in the path of the wind and the radioactive dust from the Sahara Desert with its origins in the 1960s, nuclear detonation, nuclear radiation is blowing your way, and you decide that you're going to hold your breath for 3 minutes. After 3 minutes, you're going to have to take a breath. And I don't understand. I don't understand why people, why their Agent Orange hasn't started acting up, and people, I can't understand why people haven't lost their minds. I'm speaking euphemistically, because of the things that are happening to us. I don't understand why people aren't outraged and angry. And I don't understand why people haven't shown up at, you know, at the captains of corporations who have done terrible things to people, why they haven't shown up and said, hey, just want to have a little chat, see how it's going, and can you explain to me why you did this? I don't understand why it hasn't happened. Okay, so are there tests that we can learn things from hair samples, Dr. Shuley, besides DNA?
Well, don't trust anything the government says, is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They're at the top of my list of untrustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
They lie through the teeth.
Yeah. I was, Captain John Reagan mentioned the Great Reset. And so I went to this website, and it's called WEFforum.org. This is World Economic Forum. This is their forum. This is their webpage. And they say that they have partners that are world-class companies with strong interest. This is a quote. World Economic Forum partners are world-class companies with strong interest in developing systemic solutions to key challenges. They are the driving force behind forum programs. And I can't believe that the members of this, the partners of this World Economic Forum for the Great Reset, these guys are going to change everything, and we're going to be the beneficiaries. And who are they? Thermo Fisher Scientific. They make microscopes and things for schools and labs, and, you know, biological labs, etc. Toyota, Uber, UBS, Verizon, Volkswagen Group, Visa, Volvo Group, Walmart, Western Union, YMCA, Zoom, Adobe, American Heart Association, Apple, AstraZeneca, ADP, Bank of America, BASF, Bayer, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bloomberg, British Petroleum, Cisco, Citi, CVS Health, Dell, Deutsche Bank, Discovery, Ericsson, Facebook, Fujitsu, Google, Gulfstream Aerospace, Goldman Sachs, Heineken, Henkel, they make airplanes. Henry Schein, they make dental products, you know, the drill bits and the drills and the software. I mean, I've installed Henry Schein software in dental offices. Hewlett-Packard, Hitachi, HSBC, which stands for Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation, IBM, ING Group, Johnson & Johnson, J.P. Morgan Chase, Kaiser Permanente, Kikkoman, you know them from the soy sauce, LinkedIn, Lockheed Martin, Lloyd's, Coca-Cola. That is just the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg. These companies are all getting together to change our world. Pretty frightening, Dr. Shuley, don't you think?
Absolutely. You know, you've just read off the list of the evil empire combined.
Yeah, well, just the tip of it. It's way bigger than that.
Oh, yeah.
And if you go to WEF, World Economic Forum, WEFORUM.org, you'll see partners on page one. And you click on that, and it's alphabetized. And you'll be able to read who's who. And frankly, Dr. Shuley, I don't know how much longer we're going to be on the air, because big tech is gaining traction, and they are determining what can and what cannot be said in the interest of safety.
Well,
and I'm not sure whose safety they're talking about.
It's a strange world, and it gets stranger by the moment almost.
Yeah. What can we learn from feet, Dr. Shuley? I was reading an article, and I don't have it in front of me, but, you know, when at the point where the area at the edges of our feet, you go all around the feet, and if feet have cracking and, you know, not soft and supple, that was telling us about a deficiency, a mineral supplemental imbalance. Is there something to that?
It means something is wrong, certainly. My suspicion is it's the beginning of immune dysfunction. The immune system regulates everything, ultimately. And personally, I would start with rubbing the feet with castor oil and putting on some socks at night.
Okay. So if someone has feet that have, you know, rough around the edges, does that happen with age? I mean, when you get to be 70, 80, 90, does that happen, you know, anyway?
Well, I don't think so, but I'm not necessarily the best example. I mean, obviously it can happen. I don't think it's just age. I think it's the beginning of, you know, immune dysfunction.
Okay. I don't mean to be crass or coarse or callous, Glass, but we were talking about the average IQ being 88 in the United States. And here's something that is very sad, but it was 100% preventable. I have seen people in the good old days, when I'd walk around, you know, in the city and stores and things like that, I would see people with headphones on, and I would see them with some, either a phone or they're listening to something, but they would have headphones on, earbuds, if you will. And there's this woman, 61-year-old, she's a nurse, and she was in Brooklyn, and she was walking across the street. And she had those earbuds on, it looks like, in the images. She was looking down at her phone. She was going across the crosswalk. She walked into the bucket of a backhoe, and it knocked her out, and the backhoe backed over and killed her. Now, was that preventable? Absolutely. I see people, or I saw, you know, in the good old days, people walking around with headphones on busy streets. It makes no sense. I mean, why would you want to tune out all the noise?
I want to correct what you just said. That does not only does not make sense, it is beyond ignorance. It is ultimate stupidity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this gal, literally walked into the bucket of a backhoe. Now, we have a backhoe here at the farm. I got to tell you, a bucket probably weighs 300 pounds. And it's like walking into, I mean, that's without the arm. You know, put the arm on the bucket, now you're looking at 1,000 pounds or more. And she walked right into it with her head. Bang, knocked her out, and she fell down, and the backhoe was coming toward her slowly and ran over and killed her. All of it preventable. We'll be right back.
Paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, there's several takeaways from today's broadcast class with Dr. Noah Feely. Number one, maintaining good health habits. Follow the good ones and avoid the bad ones. And if you'd like to learn more about that, you can go to normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. You can click on Optimal Health. Telephone numbers there if you'd like to set up an appointment to talk with Dr. Shealy, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. Another takeaway is start your garden seeds today. Not tomorrow, not next week. Start them today. Okay? Don't postpone it, because you want to get them started so you can plant them. And this can be a bucket garden if you want. The next thing that's a takeaway from today's class is tell the young people in your family, at your dinner meeting tonight, to not wear headphones when they're out in public. If they're crossing the street, walking down the sidewalk, don't wear those headphones. There's nothing that they need to listen to that is more important than them being observant about the situation.
In fact, they shouldn't even be looking at their phone.
Right. This gal was looking down at her phone in the image. She's looking down. Looking down. People have walked into manholes. Guys have almost castrated themselves, literally, by walking into fire hydrants because they're looking down at their phones. They're, you know, and this is in the cities. Trucks, buses, taxi cabs, all kinds of dangers. And people in the city seem to be more interested in their phone. It makes no sense to me. Dr. Shuley, you know, I'm sitting here in the studio with a pair of headphones on. But very often, I will lift one of the headphones off one ear, so I'll have one ear listening to the sounds all around me and one ear listening to the broadcast in process. That's how much I want to pay attention to situational awareness. But this gal didn't do it. This gal walked into a backhoe and got run over by it. Horrible death. Any comments, Dr. Shuley, about, you know, takeaways from this class?
Just don't be stupid. That is utter stupidity.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know what it is about the cell phone, but I was reading some information about social media. It is literally designed to keep people addicted to checking their phones. And young people will get into a panic if their battery is 10% charged, because, they won't be able to check their phone. They're looking for somebody to call them or text them or give them a message to say, you know, still thinking about you, it's okay. I can't believe it. Dr. Shuley, literally, I mean, I don't like the phone, because I'm not talking about cell phone. I got stuff to do, and often people call me because they're bored. And I think the phone should be a tool for important things, not for unnecessary things. If someone has a calls to make an appointment with you, that's important. If someone calls to tell you they got the, you know, heard the latest joke, that's not important. Your thoughts?
Oh, the latest false news.
Yeah, and fortunately, I don't get anywhere near the amount of, hey, read this story, look at this story. You know, people telling me what to read and think and watch. And frankly, there are very few emails that I have time to pay attention to. Of course, I pay attention to yours and Rich Shevens and Glennis and, you know, Captain Johns and others. But frankly, I really don't want to know the latest mass emailings about things that people think I should think about. I don't have time for it. I really don't. And, you know, since we don't do the meetups anymore, boy, what a relief. What a burden that's been lifted. And since I don't talk to people on the phone very much, what a burden that's been lifted. I love it. I really do. It sounds terrible, Dr. Shuley, but that's where I'm parked. And your answering machine has kind of a simple message, doesn't it?
Interestingly, 90% of junk messages don't get left. It's hi. If you're a friend, leave a message. If I do not know you, do not leave more than two sentences and a phone number which I may or may not call.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched it during the day every day that I'm home, and at least 90% of the time they don't leave a message.
Isn't that great?
I love it.
And by the way, Dr. Shuley, in class, let me share this with you. There are telemarketing companies, and they call you to try to sell things. And let me tell you how it works. They have a computer that dials about 10 numbers at a time. Bang, 10 numbers go out. Now, the idea is, not everybody's home. Not everybody answers the phone. Not everybody looks at, not everybody says, oh, I don't know who this is, so let me answer it. So if you're the first one to answer your phone of the 10, you get to talk to that guy. So if you let it ring a couple times, chances are somebody else is going to beat you to answering the phone, and they get to talk to that one live telemarketer. That's how it works. Absolutely true. Dr. Shuley, any quick comments on anything?
Think. Every thought is a prayer. Thinking sets in motion spiritual forces to bring about change. Body, mind, emotion, hope, despair. Think positively.
Think positively, class. Great, great final words for this broadcast classroom with Dr. Shuley. Dr. Shuley, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com.
I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.